بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
The technical term of prayer with the recitation, the bowing and the prostration, that's easily connected because both are forms of prayer. It's more specific, more refined and defined. But what's the connection between zakah, i.e. giving a certain amount of wealth as an obligation on an annual basis to the poor and to the deserving recipients? How does that technical meaning of zakah connect with the original linguistic meaning of flourishing and purity, of growing and purity? It's very simple. One, when a person gives zakah in the way of Allah, his wealth never decreases. It grows. It flourishes. And purely, beautifully and healthfully. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, مَا نَقَصَ مَالٌ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ. No wealth ever decreased or was reduced by giving in charity. And that's why Allah Azza wa Jalla says in a verse of the Quran, وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن رِبًا لِيَرْبُوَ فِي أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ فَلَا يَرْبُوْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاةٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. Allah says, whatever interest and usury you deposit with the people, so that this may grow and flourish. Raba, yarbu, riba also means to grow and to flourish. That's why in Arabic, interest, usury is riba. And that means if you deposit £100 with someone and you are earning interest at the rate of 10% per annum, at the end of the year you will be £110. So the £10 increase, the usury, the interest, in Arabic is known as riba. Why is it known as riba? Same. Raba yarbu rabwan wa riban means to grow, to flourish. And that's exactly what's happened. Your £100 have mushroomed and grown and flourished to become £110. So the increase is known as riba. Now think, look at the words of Allah and how succinctly and how beautifully Allah has mentioned this. That our mentality is, when we pay money, when we deposit money with people individually or with banks and institutions, why do we do it? In the hope that this money will be deposited and will accrue interest. And that riba will be an increase and a flourishing of our original principal wealth. So Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن رِبًا لِيَرْبُوَ فِي أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ. Whatever wealth you deposit, so that it may grow and flourish with the wealth of people, فَلَا يَرْبُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Then in reality, this does not grow and flourish with Allah. وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاةٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ. And whatever zakah you give, seeking Allah's pleasure, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. And these are the ones who shall witness an increase in their wealth. So riba means increase, to flourish. Zakah means to increase, to grow and to flourish. Both riba and zakah mean exactly the same thing linguistically, literally. But in reality they are different. Riba increases, apparently, in monetary terms, in calculation, in numbers, numerically. But riba actually diminishes in reality with Allah in terms of barakah, blessing and actual usage. Zakah grows, apparently diminishes, is reduced, is a loss. But in reality, in terms of barakah, in terms of blessing, in terms of usage, and especially with Allah, zakah actually grows. So that's a verse of the Quran, and in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Ma naqasa malun min sadaqah." Never did any wealth decrease or was it reduced by giving in charity. And we need to come to that understanding, because if we believe in the unseen, then we can't repose our confidence and lay our trust and place our faith only in the apparent means. So if we see 100 and it grows to 110, we think that's better. We have 100, we give 10 in charity, it's reduced to 90, we think that's not good. That's a simplistic, human, non-Islamic way of looking at it. But in reality, what's a calculation? You give, you have 100, it's okay. You earn £1 interest, or even a penny interest in on the barakah of that £100 will be demolished. And I'm not using the word demolish harshly. I'm not. Allah says in the Quran, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah, mahq means utter destruction, abolition, elimination, eradication. That's the meaning of mahq. So when Allah says يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى, the translation is, these are Allah's words in the Quran, Allah destroys, abolishes, eradicates, eliminates, wipes out riba. وَيُرْبِ الصَّدَقَاتِ, and Allah causes charities to flourish. We have to believe in that, no matter what we see before us. £100, one penny interest, will reduce not only the barakah of that one penny, that's haram anyway, but it will actually, that it will be demolished, but the barakah, that will pollute the £100. And its blessing and its barakah and its usability will be destroyed. Its usefulness will be destroyed. On the other hand, you give £1 in the way of Allah, as a minimum, as an absolute minimum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply that and increase it, not to 10%. £1, by the very text of the Qur'an, will give rise to seven, it's like a seed that will give rise. مثل الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله كمثل حبة أنبتت سبع سنابل في كل سنبلة مئة حبة والله يضاعف لمن يشاء والله واسع عليم. A verse of Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah Azza wa Jal says, the parable of those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah is that of a seed. حبة means a grain. A grain of corn. One single grain. That one grain gives rise and causes seven ears of grain to grow. And in each grain of corn are a further 100 seeds. Sorry, in each ear of corn are the further 100, are a further 100 grains or seeds. So one seed, one grain will give rise to 700. £1 will give rise to £700 in the Book of Allah. And that's minimum. Allah ends the verse by saying, وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ, and Allah multiplies for whom He wills. So even more, there's no limit. 700 is no limit. We need to come to that understanding. That's why the term zakah derives from the original meaning of growing and to flourish. Once we give our wealth in the way of Allah, our wealth is never reduced, or never does it diminish. It actually grows and flourishes, though we can't understand. On the other hand, the other meaning I mentioned of zakah is also purification. And there are many verses throughout the Qur'an which speak about purity. Zakah means, refers to purity. That's why tazkiyah means purification of the heart. Throughout the Qur'an, Allah mentions وَيَزَكِّيهِمْ, about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he purifies the hearts of the companions. In the verse which I just recited a short while ago, again in the context of zakah, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ بِهَا وَتَزَكِّيهِمْ. تُطَهِّرُمُ تَزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّ صَلَاتَكَ سَكَنٌ لَهُمْ. O Prophet of Allah, take from their wealth such charity that through it you shall cleanse them. تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتَزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا, and through it you shall purify them. Zakah not only purifies our wealth, but amazingly, you give money in the way of Allah, that will purify the remainder of your wealth, and not only your monetary worth and your value and your wealth, but it will actually purify your mind, your heart, your body, your soul and your spirit. Though we can't understand the connection, it does. Because of these two beautiful qualities, one of causing the causing one's wealth to grow and flourish healthily, and also to purify not only one's wealth, but one's spirit and soul, and one's mind and heart, Zakah is called zakah.